Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for February 23rd, 2025 is based on Luke chapter 6, verses 27 through 38. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is A Celebration of Ministry Together. This is Pastor Corey's last sermon here at Resurrection Lutheran Church. An introduction to our reading from Luke. Jesus continues to address a crowd of his disciples. He invites his followers to shower radical love, blessing, forgiveness, generosity, and trust, even on enemies and outsiders. Living in harmony with God's intent brings the reward of overflowing blessing. A reading from Luke. Jesus said to them, "But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies. Do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. I'm going to have you go ahead and move to the next slide, if you would, please. Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, who calls us together and sends us out. Amen. So I'm going to exercise my pastoral privilege today, and I'm going to stray away from my typical sermon, because instead I want to take the next few moments to celebrate the 4.5 years of ministry in which God has called us together here at Resurrection Lutheran Church. Now, as I spent the week trying to cope with a wave of emotions, I found myself looking back at photos from our time together. In the hours upon hours that I was looking through thousands of photographs and reminiscing about special moments when I should have been writing my sermon, I realized that maybe God might be encouraging me to share the story of our journey together and have my last message to all of you be one of encouragement and celebration. It all begins with a leap of faith in 2020. A leap of faith by a congregation that unanimously calls a new pastor, there we go, fresh out of seminary, with some embarrassing pictures of his kids, evidently. And a leap of faith by a pastor to accept a call from the first place he interviewed at, in a town very unlike the place he grew up. I can still remember the meet and greet that happened amid the social distancing of COVID on the front lawn of the congregation. Well, then I was ordained in September of 2020 and started here October 1st, 2020. And by November, we were fully locked down again and had to figure out how we were going to worship together online. We had worship services that were recorded from my basement. Does anyone remember some of those? Yeah, where I may or may not have been wearing pants underneath my collared shirt. It's the freedom of a recorded service. We had a congregational meeting via Zoom that you can see up there on the screen. We even had a Palm Sunday where we were locked down, so we had everyone color all of their own palms and send in pictures of them waving their palms that we made as part of the service. We had to take a leap of faith to try to figure out how we could be church together when we were physically apart. And it took an investment in figuring out how to do digital ministry together as a way to survive. But the silver lining of it all was that through these new tools for ministry, we were able to reach new people who were looking for a place to worship. Some of the fruits of that ministry, that there are so many new faces that are worshiping here at Resurrection. So many people involved in all of the ministries that happen here. From 4 years ago to now, if you look at our new photo picture directory, 40% of the families are new to our congregation in the last 4 years. And in-person attendance has grown by more than 30% in the last 4 years, with many more people watching online. That willingness to step out into the unknown and embrace it has yielded fruit beyond what we could imagine. Together, we have journeyed through a multitude of faith and milestones. Faith and life milestones. I'm going to highlight just a couple of here real quick, but know that there have been so many that I couldn't show pictures of them all, or we would be here even longer today. Including our three that are happening today, we've had 12 baptisms here in this congregation, infants, youth, and adults as part of that. We had a slew of people go through First Communion classes. The last that I can tell is probably about 7 or 8. My accounting numbers over the weekend from my computer weren't that great. But we did have a lot of great times learning about communion together. We had over a dozen of our youth be confirmed and over those 4 years. We have 3 weddings that happened here in this congregation and a couple of others from outside happening here as well. We had 12 heartbreaking funerals for members that happened here during those 4 years and a couple for community members here as well. All of these showing the ways that this congregation has supported people from birth through their life and even into life everlasting. The fruits of all of those life and faith milestones is a community of support in all stages of someone's life, building caring supports for one another and loving Jesus as Jesus would have loved us, celebrating the times that are joyous, grieving with one another when times are tough, and always willing to be there for one another. One of the signs of life and aspects of a healthy congregation is the way that you all have supported the influx of youth in our congregation. You have embraced kids of all ages and welcomed them fully into the life of the congregation. We've had a number of VBS programs, and we have had over 100 youth attend VBS over the last several years together. And boy, have we had a lot of fun at VBS. We've had 4 youth trips. We went to Holden Village, Red River Gorge, Appalachian Service Project, and then this last year to the National Youth Gathering as well. We started out with our first trip with 5 youth, and this last trip we had 10 youth with another 10 who wanted to go, but were just unable to attend. What a growth in the way that you have supported our youth in these mountaintop experiences in their faith. We've had youth social gatherings like our annual pinball tournament that started with 6 people, and then this year had over 25 youth involved, not only from our congregation, but from a couple of partner congregations in the community. You've welcomed us to your homes to have pool parties. We've gone out and played frisbee golf, and you've also welcomed us into your homes as congregation members to support our youth in a multitude of ways. We've had 3 absolutely awesome and amazing youth-led worship services where they have led everything from the preaching to playing in the band. Fruits of that ministry, it's a generation of youth now that feel welcomed and included in the life of the congregation, and that doesn't happen everywhere. You've planted seeds of love and faith in them as we walk alongside them in their journey of faith. And we have youth that are excited to participate in church, to show God's love through their service, and to dive deep and be willing to question what they believe. Our youth are so lucky to have people like you who support them, but they're also lucky to have such great people of faith to whom they can look up to. This congregation is involved in so many ministries that reach out and help those in our community and around the world. Jesus calls us to help the poor and the naked, the hungry, to visit the infirmed and the imprisoned. We're called to love our neighbor and care for their needs. And this congregation does that in ways that rival congregations twice its size because of your generosity and your loving hearts. Again, I can't mention all of the ministries or we'd be here for a long time, but things like our quilting ministry in the past 4 years have sent over 500 handmade quilts around the world to people in need. Our community meals program has served over 2,000 meals to people in need in our community, also to the Safe on Main Women's Abuse Shelter, and beyond. We've been there to support our community in a multitude of ways, from making free crafts with kids at the local Oktoberfest to spreading mulch at local parks as part of God's Work Our Hands Sunday. We've gone and helped people rebuild their homes as part of Appalachian Service Project, a trip again that will be happening this summer, and I encourage you to look into that. We've given over $25,000 of financial support through the Pastor's Discretionary Fund to people in our community. That fund is set aside from our budget, additional gifts that people give to help people when they need food, when they need rental assistance, help with their utilities. Over $25,000 in the last 4 years have gone to help people in need in our community. We've opened our building to help other nonprofits like Narcotics Anonymous, who uses our building, Girl Scouts, Scouting America, MLK, Coalition of Lebanon, and even Harvest Host. In case you didn't know, and sometimes you've seen some RVs parked in our lot, we've had about 30 different people over the last couple of years come and use our parking lot as an overnight place to stay, and they often make a donation. And then we've supported other nonprofit groups financially and with service as well, including Family Promise of Warren County, the Lebanon Food Pantry, Lutheran World Relief, our camps, Hopewood Outdoors and Jacob's Porch, the campus ministry at OSU and UC. Fruits of that ministry is that we are showing the love of Christ in a tangible way, not only with our words, but through our prayers and our actions and our financial support, and supporting other ministries and nonprofits who are also proclaiming the gospel, not believing that we have to do it all our own, that we can support others who are doing the work as well, realizing that a united effort into bringing God's love into the world will make a larger impact for good in the world. All of what we have celebrated so far has been done through the grace and abundance of God, and also because you have done the hard work that is yours to do. You did the hard work before I arrived finding out who you were called to be as a congregation in the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. You developed a set of core values, a mission statement, and an inclusion statement. And it's been my honor to walk alongside you as we figured out how to take those from words on a paper to becoming our lived and shared identity. As we lived into the five core values, it caused some people to decide they no longer wanted to be members here. And we mourn their departure. But as we continued to unabashedly share that grace-filled and welcoming love of God, even more people joined, realizing that there was a community of faith to which they could belong just as they are. Those five core values are things like all are welcome and invited here. From our inclusion statement, all people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC. We believe all people are genuinely and entirely loved children of God, and we want them to know that. Core value two, we are kind and respectful to all. I think you can see that in the way that we care for one another and the way that it takes a solid 5 minutes to pass the peace if I didn't cut you off beforehand. We teach and learn God's word through our Lutheran theology. We do that through things like Bible studies and worship services and even the occasional fun come in your pajamas, Coco and Carol's instant Christmas pageant. Core value, as a recipient of God's grace, we extend grace, love, and peace to all. From that same inclusion statement, as disciples, we know that society is always in the midst of controversy. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And that none of us has all the answers to some of the divisions in our society, but we know that God is capable of showing extravagant grace, radical inclusion, and relentless compassion in such abundance that all we can do is stand in awe and give thanks. Core value, fellowship and celebration are vital to who we are. We have eaten a lot of food together. I've gained a lot of weight in these 4 years. As we break bread and eat sushi together, it has been amazing to see the ways that we come together in fellowship and celebration. The fruits of those ministries are that no matter what the bumps ahead might be, by knowing who you are in Christ, you are equipped to continue to live out the gospel in your daily lives. Stay true to those core values, and you will always continue to be a strong community who supports one another and welcomes all people to experience the freedom found in following Jesus Christ. As I finish up this celebration of our ministry together, I guess I probably should at least bring in one of our readings from today. So I'm going to bring in a little bit from Luke. This cartoon is one from Daniel Erlander, who I'll mention a little later on in the service. And if you can't see, read that up there. Jesus is saying, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." And the crowd says, "Certainly he can't mean the Romans. I hope not." As we hear in this cartoon and in our text from Luke, following Jesus is not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. Our task is to be merciful, just as God is merciful to us. Mercy is the act of showing compassion to someone else, even when we think they may not deserve it. But that does not mean God is calling you to be a doormat for other people to trample upon you. Turn the other cheek does not mean you should allow someone to continue to abuse you. For some, turning a cheek may mean that you give someone a second chance, or it could be an act of defiance to show that person you will not let them harm you again in the future. Either way, God does not call us to submit to continued abuse, but God does call us to show the same grace, forgiveness, love, and mercy that God has first shown us. Will we be perfect at it? No. Will arguments and squabbles still happen in church? Yes. But how we handle them and how we react shows whether or not we are living by these commands of Jesus. It may seem like the days ahead are going to be tough as you wait for your next pastor. But have patience in the process ahead as God prepares this community and this congregation for what next good thing will be coming your way. Today, we have celebrated all of the amazing ministry that has happened over the last 4.5 years. Not to make you sad that I'm leaving, but to show you just how much you all are capable of continuing to move forward together as a united congregation, knowing who you are and what you believe, and then working toward that shared vision and ministry. Go out and continue loving just as God first loved you. You are loved by me, by my entire family, by one another, most importantly, by the God of all creation.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have 2 Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.